Chad and Ballsy Daily with material from Chad and Ballsy's live show on 104.9 The Wolf.
If you have that Wolf app, beautiful. That's great. If not, what's going on? You can take us wherever you go. You know, I did a lot of traveling this weekend.
Yeah.
I went up to Porcupine Plain.
Oh, way up
way
in Porcupine Plain.
North. We hung out with Callie's family up there.
Saw the grandparents there.
That's right. And they have a lot more snow up there than we do.
Do they?
Yeah, a ton more. But being in Porcupine Plain saved me from a St. Patrick's Day hangover. Today I come in clear-minded, crisp.
Fresh,
except for the kid being up all night because he's teething. But
Who needs to be hungover when your kid's teething?
I would rather that than be hungover.
Yeah, no kidding.
St. Patrick's Day yesterday, a lot of people, I look on my social media and everybody on Instagram and Twitter especially posting pictures of green beer or just them with a Guinness or whatever it is. Yeah. I've always thought green beer is kind of a... I never order green beer on St. Patrick's Day. I just don't. I always feel it's weird.
Green beer.
What is the color of your beer, Matt?
Green beer, green eggs, green ham. I just not a big.
Anyway, I hope you had a happy St. Patrick's Day. Did you do anything special for it?
I took my kids out for breakfast after church. Went to church, gym, breakfast.
Didn't have like St. Patrick's Day, nothing special for it?
No, not really. I was going to get them something green. Actually, I did. I gave them both $20. They got something green.
Chad and Ballsy. Daily.
The best thing to cure a hangover is to not drink so much. Those people are unrealistic, and you need to eliminate them from your life.
Some people say, and I'm not a big drinker, but some people, I've never been hungover in my life ever.
Say
start drinking again. Is that what they say? Like get up and have like a clam and beer or something? Huh? Yeah.
Call hair of the dog.
Yeah, supposed to have a drink right away.
Yeah. Well, if you got to go to work, that's probably not the best thing to do.
Yeah.
Not the smartest way to go about things, but if you don't have to go to work today, just sleep, you know, have a good breakfast. What I'll do is I'll try and find a good greasy breakfast joint. You gotta get a little grease in you.
That's what it is?
Yeah. You gotta get that grease barrier in there. That's what I'll do. Yeah. Look at me. Of course I do that. I do that when I'm not hungover. Drink lots of water, of course. They say take supplements. I don't even know what supplements you would take.
Do you have any homemade ones yourself besides grease? Do you have any like where you just like a concoction and you're...
Yeah, I do. Yeah. For me, my go-to if I'm hungover, and this is really weird, I know, but I drink Clamato juice. That makes me feel better. Maybe, I don't know if it's just the vitamins, like the tomato in it. Or something, or tomato juice. I'll have that too.
Okay.
It just makes me feel better. But the only thing that will cure my hangover, my particular hangover, is time. By the time, like if I was really raging the night before,
right?
Usually by 3 o'clock the next afternoon, I'm functional. Doesn't mean I'm feeling good, but that means I can go out and actually do
something.
It's
getting worse with time?
Yes. It is getting... Now, if I get a hangover, it tends to last multiple days.
So we're asking you, what's your hangover cures?
Yeah, like, and it can be a weird one.
It could be a weird one.
It could be one that's been handed down through the generations that sounds horrible, but you swear it works. 936-WOLF. Call it. Text it.
Chad and Ballsy Daily.
Hey, guys. My hangover cures taquitos from 7-Eleven. I swear it works wonders.
They do. Yeah. But you got to get on them early.
I think if you're eating food from a convenience store, like that kind of food,
you're scraping
the bottom of the barrel.
No, not at all. What are you talking about? When I was in Saskatoon, living there, going to college, Saturday nights, right across the street, there was a 7-Eleven. That's what I'd do right after you're giving
Saturday nights.
You'd go
Did
over
you just
there?
Say Saturday
That's
nights?
That's what we used to call it.
Unreal.
Hey, pop the collar.
Saturday nights.
Pop the collar. Hey, man, you got any Limp Bizkit? All right.
Chocolate milk and greasy food from an anonymous texter, 936-WOLF. You said
chocolate
greasy food.
Chocolate milk and greasy food, though? Ooh, I don't know about that.
Your hangover cures because we're day after St. Patrick's Day. Two raw eggs, a glass of milk, teaspoon of sugar, mix it up, cure any hangover, guaranteed. That sounds like quite a concoction.
We're talking about curing a hangover, not heading into the ring, Rocky.
Chad and Ballsy Daily.
Talking hangover cures, and there are a couple of people saying that you need to partake in what was legalized on October 17th. Mm-hmm. So Take that for what it is. These are some hangover cures that I've found online. Now, I'm not sure if they're effective, and I should say use at your own risk.
Yeah, okay.
But they're suggesting some strange combinations. If you're hungover, try some Gatorade, which makes sense.
I've heard that.
Electrolytes.
Yeah, I've heard that.
Electrolytes, that makes sense. Like vitamin C tablets.
Yeah.
Alka-Seltzer and a double bacon cheeseburger. They say those four things
grease.
Together. Yep.
I mean, and bacon. Bacon is the cure for everything, isn't it? Like, you can't go wrong with bacon.
Well, it's a cure for loneliness, sadness, all of it. Pedialyte is another thing they say.
Oh, yeah,
you can
I've heard that too.
Again,
yeah.
I'm just saying these are suggestions.
I've heard Pedialyte.
This is an interesting one. Cold Chinese food.
Well, I mean, cold Chinese food, cold pizza.
The grease,
and it's in the, yeah, cold, nah.
And it's comfort food.
Pizza's good. I don't know about cold Chinese food.
I think that would work. Just swimming in cold water. They say run a cold bath and just sit in it. That might work, too. It kind of shakes you out of it.
How about this?
Don't drink.
No, I'm not saying don't drink, because people are going to drink. How about drink in moderation?
No, that doesn't happen on St. Patrick's Day. What are you, new to this world? Get out of here. Listen, this is like, you know what? You talking about hangovers or drinking is... It's kind of like
I know how to drink.
It's like somebody without a driver's license talking about Mario Andretti.
Were you with Were you in Mexico with me when I drank all the tequila in the country that night?
And you have a new fresh liver that was unaffected. I get it. It's sugar, snap peas and water. Some people say that's a combination you can go with. We've heard pickle juice. Some people say ramen noodles, like Ichiban noodles.
Is that a radio announcer?
Yeah, because that's all they can afford.
Yeah.
There's chocolate milk being thrown out
here. Yes, that's what I hear.
Sugar and salt dissolved in a glass of water is a hangover cure. It's all about replenishing, you know, vitamins. Because honestly, when you go out raging and get raging drunk, you lose a lot of vitamins and brain cells. And some people just say, just have a cold shower, listen to some calm, soothing music, and, you know, head down, try and pile through.
Chad and Ballsy Daily.
Now, a lot of the talk over the weekend, football-wise, was the CFL and the CFLPA. It was leaked by Justin Dunk, who's been on the show from Three Down Nation, that they're looking at reducing the number of Canadian starters from 7 to 5. They used to have 10 starters back in American expansion in the 90s, and then they went to 7. Now they're looking to go to 5 to try to raise, I think it's to try to raise the salaries for some American players, even though on average Americans make more than Canadians. And it's a really bad idea.
Why?
Because nobody grows up to be an offensive or a defensive lineman. And that's exactly where these American coaches like to throw most of the Canadians, on the offensive and the defensive lines.
Okay.
If they implement this, gone are the Rob Bags and the Chris Getzlaffs. Because there are thousands of more American players down there, okay? This is laziness on the personnel people's side. Now, you're going to hear, well, we're negotiating because there's going to be a 10th team. That 10th team in Halifax might not ever happen. Yeah, I know there's talk it's going to happen. But right now, it's probably at best 50-50. So we're negotiating a deal for something that might happen. And Chris Jones, I think everybody around here thinks Chris Jones is the smartest personnel guy around before he left. He told me personally twice that junior football has never been better than now with the way they coach and develop and the way the players are coming up. So why now would we look at cutting jobs?
Because my question to you is, as a football fan, what makes the game better?
Well,
does it matter what nationality
Yeah, it does.
Why?
It does. It matters for so many reasons. For this reason here, how many of these Americans stay in our community when they're done?
A lot.
Not a lot.
How many Canadians do?
Well, most of them. What's Neil Hughes doing these days? What's Jason Claremont doing these days? What's Paul Waldo doing these days?
Are they all?
I grew up. What? Like, kids grow up. Hey, I watched Neil Hughes. Neil Hughes come spoke to my football team. I'm not saying Americans don't do that. That's not what I'm saying. But we need to have spots for kids to aspire to do something. People aren't growing up saying, gee, I want to be Brendan Labatt, even though he's a great football player. They want to be stars. And Chris Getzlaff had a lot of these Canadian guys, now that they're done, they have a selective memory. But Chris Getzlaff had a very powerful tweet. Terrible idea. It's called the Canadian Football League. Would mean many players like myself wouldn't have had the chance to show they belong as a starter because the ratio automatically pegs where Canadians can play. American coaches already decide this Canadian isn't as good as an American here, and he's not as good as an American there, so they don't even have to look, and they just want to not have to bother looking. I'll give this to you.
So you think that Canadians shouldn't have to compete as hard
for a job? No, they should have
they
to
should
compete.
They should just be handed a job because of their passport.
No, I don't.
Then what?
I'm going to give you an example. Would Nickelback be as big if we didn't have to play 35% Canadian content?
No, they wouldn't.
Right, because they got a chance to show what they could do because we had to play their stuff. Shania Twain was in our radio station back in the old building.
Yeah.
She had to bring her tapes here. She was here in person.
Yeah.
She wouldn't have had a chance. Now she's one of the biggest stars.
I'll agree, but there are also some Canadian artists that should have never gotten
Maybe not, but we have to give the perception that they have a chance, because if we don't, they're not going to care about our league.
Interesting. What do you guys think? 936 Wolf. Should we keep it at 7, or should we drop it to 5? The number of Canadian players
starting.
Chad and Ballsy daily.
There's a talk that they want to drop the ratio from 7 to 5 starters in the CFL. So you only have to dress 5 starters now in the CFL. That's the talk.
And you think that's garbage?
Should stay at 7. Yeah, it's garbage.
All right, what do you think?
I gotta say, I agree with Ballsy. I think if we lower to 5 players, you know, why even call it the CFL if we don't even have a majority of Canadians on the field is kind of my thought on the fact.
Well, we don't even have a majority of Canadians. We have 7 of 24 starters in the field, so they already have 17 more than us. Don't reduce it, because I'll tell you what, you're selling tickets to Canadians, not Americans. I don't care.
Yeah, no, I totally agree.
It's interesting to see where this could go.
Well, we got this text at 936 Wolf. Come on, Ballsy. Claremont, Hughes, and Waldo, all the guys you talked about are Regina boys. Weak argument. No, it's not a weak argument.
Yes,
it's not.
Yes, because you said they stuck around here. Well, yeah,
they're role models in our community.
They are, but they're from here.
Jason Claremont played Regina minor football, played with the Usher Unicorns, played with the Regina Rams.
You're just cementing the argument.
Grew up in your... Well, I am cementing it.
They're from here. So, of course, they're going
to
stick around.
They deserve a chance to... Jason Claremont is never the outstanding Canadian in a Grey Cup if he doesn't get a chance to show what he could do. It's not a commentary on his talent. It doesn't mean he can't compete with guys. It means that there's a coaching bias that wouldn't let him compete with guys because, you know what? Jason Claremont from Uplands Regina can't be as good as the guy from Notre Dame. I got to get the guy from Notre Dame. That's what we face right now, and that's why...
I think some people use it as an excuse.
Shania Twain can't be as good as him.
We're not comparing that with
him. Why not?
It's not the same.
Yeah, it is the same.
No, it's not the same.
We have to pay 30. We have to play 35%. So we have to give.
So we have to give her
a chance. And now she's one of the biggest stars in the world.
True. Yeah.
See, Brett Jones from Weyburn, Saskatchewan.
How many Canadian Football League players? How many CFL players, because they're Canadian, went to the CFL and went to be on one of the biggest football players of the world? Go on to be one of the biggest football players in the world. Who's that happened to?
Well, they don't. They're here playing in our league.
And we give them the chance still. They're given the chance now.
Because there's a ratio. Well, they don't... Because there's so many more Americans down there, man.
Yeah.
Here's a great text from Butch we'll wrap up with. Bump the ratio up to 8 or 9. People here in Saskatchewan love hometown boys playing. Being able to say, I live down the street from so-and-so. I went to school against so-and-so. I've never heard one ex-CFLer after going to the NFL, the CFL's a joke because too many Canadians are playing. Randy Ambrosi needs to get this right now. From Butch.
Chad and Ballsy daily.
So I experienced two things that I think are unwritten life rules this weekend, okay? Going to the bathroom at my condo, went to the bathroom, realized my son didn't replace the toilet paper. If you use the toilet paper and it is out, it is an unwritten rule that you have to replace it.
Yeah,
that's
of course.
That's an unwritten life rule.
Especially because it's a risk you're taking. It's toilet paper roulette. What if that was the last roll?
Yes, and then you're waddling around.
Then you got some questions.
What are you doing?
Okay. Dad's walking around looking for a dishcloth.
That's right, and he can't flush that.
Cat's walking around looking like a reverse skunk.
That's right. Second life rule. That's gross. Enjoy your breakfast. Second life rule.
Let me hear it.
In the grocery store, come out to my vehicle, and there is a cart next to my car.
No.
When you are done with the grocery cart, you put it back. I don't care if you got to walk 10 feet or 10 yards.
Yes.
You put it back in the... Take it back to the store. Put it back where they have the...
Agreed.
The holder.
It causes damage to vehicles.
Yeah, that's another laziness. That's another unwritten life rule. So I'd like to know your unwritten life rules at 936 Wolf.
Chad and Ballsy Daily.
We're talking unwritten rules, the things in life you should never have to tell anybody, right? They should just be common sense, but unfortunately they're not.
Brad says at 936-9653, the number to call or text. Good morning. Leave it as you found it. That's a good one. Leave it as you found it. Another one from anonymous texter. No talking at the urinal. I'll go one step farther because I was at the Pats game on Friday. If you're in a men's washroom and there are seven urinals and the other five are free, don't come beside me. We don't have to pee in order.
Yeah, yeah.
Don't come right next to me.
No. You're right. Buffer.
Back off.
You need the buffer urinal.
Yeah, back off.
Of course. Of course. And another thing, you're allowed one door push. And by that I mean to check to see if somebody's in the stall. You're allowed one little like a door. Oh, it's locked. Okay, move along. Not, well, maybe it's jammed.
That's
no.
True.
You're weirding me out now. I'm trying to do my business. Daryl sends this one in. If you're going to a drive-thru, small orders only. Large orders, go inside.
Mm-hmm.
Agreed. The drive-thru is supposed to be speedy.
Yeah.
That's what it's supposed to be.
Yeah, don't order for the whole office.
Yeah.
Go inside if you're doing that.
Another one, this one coming in from Mark. Round bought for you. Buy for everyone else. If somebody buys a round, it's your job next to buy a round.
That's just a good one.
That's how it goes. Yeah. That's the rule, especially after St. Patrick's Day. I hope you guys did that. And this is my rule.
Mm-hmm.
This is mine. If you kill the Joe, you make some mo.
Coffee.
You kill the Joe, you make some mo.
Thanks for tuning in to Chad and Ballsy Daily. New episodes every weekday on your favorite podcast app and full audio available at thewolfrocks.com. Don't miss Wolf Mornings with Chad and Ballsy. Weekdays 6 to 10 on Regina's Rock Station. 104.9 The Wolf.